The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is InStudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another show, Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being there. Thank you for listening. And welcome home. We're here to try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, for you to rise up and find the best self, for you to connect to your spiritual guidance, which is inevitable. You have to wake up and realize there's more to you than you were taught. There's more to you than you are consciously aware of. We're trying to raise you up to a higher level of consciousness for you to realize your best self, for you to realize that you're not limited, you are limitless, for you to realize that there's so much more that you can do, and you can live happy all the time, for you not to carry worry or fear, for you not to live thinking that you're lesser than someone or somebody is greater than you, for you to know that we're all created equal and we are all the same. We've come by the same method and we live our lives and we go back by the same method. Wake up and realize that you've got the power within you. You have the tools in the tool bag that resides inside of you. When we showed up here, we were fully equipped. Even though we didn't see the physical instructions come from the same place the baby came from, but we definitely knew that we were content. We had all that we need to live like humans. The information that we're all searching for, we believe it's out there. But I'm here to tell you that it's within you. You need to be able to find a way to get to that toolbox, open it up, see all the goodies that you've brought with you, and utilize them and live a superior life. When we talk about spirituality, we're waking you up to what is available to you, which is your birthright to know how to live the best way, for you to connect back to nature and to be guided and be told or be informed as what needs to happen on your path. You will be connected like all the other living beings on this planet. We want you to wake up and realize the God that exists is you. Wake up. Open your eyes. Live without worry. Live without fear. Live. Welcome to the Barrington Awakened Show. Thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. I want to thank all my old-time listeners and my new listeners who are joining the show, maybe for their first time or a couple of episodes, but thank you for being there. To everyone all around the world who's listening to this show, thank you for being there. Wake up, and I hope you take from this something that will change your life for what you will know is better. Wake up is what we talk about. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you all for coming here. Everybody, welcome home. And I say home simply because it's where you belong. You have to ask yourself that question, who told that caterpillar to go into the cocoon to merge as something fantastic or different? I'm not trying to disrespect the caterpillar, I'm just saying something different. That information is the same information that will guide you, that will tell you what is the next stage, what is the next level. And as we're talking about levels, you have to understand that you must step up. You must act. You must take on your responsibilities. You cannot pass them off. You cannot put them aside. In doing all that, you're anchoring yourself. You're not allowing the natural process of growth to occur. The responsibilities are the classroom where every lesson is being taught, be it interpretive good or bad. That classroom is where all lessons are being taught. By skipping school, you will miss out on what's next. Your responsibilities are designed to help you emerge to the next level. By ignoring them or putting them off to the side and saying it's not your thing to do, or willfully not doing it, you're anchoring yourself. Growth won't happen until you have to go through something to accomplish something else. If the gate to that accomplishment is what is known to you as responsibility, and it seems as if it's a burden, you have to man up, step up, a woman up, and do what you're supposed to do. If you are not doing it, you are, again, anchoring yourself. Your responsibilities are yours. And they are designed by you. Yes. So you have to do it. You have to merge through it. You have to rise above it. Going into the responsible part, it seems intimidating. It seems as if it's something you need to be afraid of. It seems bigger than it actually, what it actually is. Once you get through it, you will realize how small it was. But you must go through it and experience and handle your responsibilities. Without doing that, you're missing out. And it's the purpose that you've come here to accomplish that should remind you that you have to go through what you have to go through to get to be where you're supposed to be. You cannot neglect your responsibilities. If you don't know them, you better ask somebody. If you're knowingly putting them off, you're committing spiritual suicide. You need to know how to step up and handle what's yours. Be mindful for 1 minute. If you didn't do what you're supposed to do, what are all the people around you who are depending on you doing? You're not allowing them simply because you're restricting yourself. If somebody who's around you is supposed to be looking up and learning from you, and you're not doing your part of the training, you're not completing your part of the cycle, you're not being a link in that chain, has stopped everything from doing or being as it's supposed to be. I don't know how far this spreads. I don't know if it's like the ripple effect in the water, but I do know at face value, you need to be handling your responsibilities because you are restricting yourself otherwise. Thank you for that. You're listening to Barrington. We're talking about handling your responsibilities and how important they are to you and how important they are to everybody who's around you. You are restricting them by not doing what you are supposed to be doing. No pressure, but you got to find out what they are. And if you don't know what they are, just like I said earlier, just ask somebody. But you're fully aware of all of this. You could see it. You can get a true understanding of everything about it by just being a part of it and be willing to indulge in what is rightfully the duty of you. Have we got any
emails? We do. Yes. Before I read a couple of those, folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to get on board with a comment or a question or a thought, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Sheila did that. And okay. Sheila says, Barrington, you said we can be happy all of the time. How is that even possible? That's from Sheila. We're going to answer that one, Sheila. And Rod wrote in and he says, you mentioned we come equipped when we come into this world. What do you mean? Physically equipped as a man or woman? Or what do you mean? And that's from Rod, and back to you.
Okay. Sheila, to be happy all the time, first of all, happiness is within all of us. It's innate within all of us. And whatever it is that's going to make us live and be good and be happy all the time, that's in all of us. So to have this equipment with you all the time, it's at your expense to use it whenever you want to. And I would think an awesome, awesome commodity like happiness will be something I use all the time. It's within and it's available to you. Now, you may be in a situation where you don't think you're supposed to be happy. You know, let's say the worst case scenario, you are at a funeral. Well, we're sad to see this person go, but we're happy that he's lived a great life and he's gone to someplace more fantastic. So yeah, you're not going to be cracking up at the funeral because it's sad, but a lot of cultures actually celebrate the death of their loved ones. So I guess they see it as happy, but it is within all of us to always be happy. And it is quite possible. I thought it was a little funny, but it is quite possible to be happy all the time. And you may not, feel the joy to kick up your heels every single step of the way. But happiness, it's innate. It's in you. And you just have to figure out how to activate it. There's a song, one of my favorite songs, says, I'm happy inside all the time. I'm happy inside all the time. The exterior happenings, whatever that may not and will not influence how I am happy within all the time. So there's your happiness right there. There's the reason you have to find the happy that's within. And it's innate. It's in there. And activate it. You know, you may have to make some sacrifices. You may have to lose some things or gain some things, but you have to be able to find that box of happiness and dabble in it, play around. And it is quite possible for you to have it all the time, including when you're sleeping. Okay, so that was awesome. Rod, thank you very much for that. Yours was talking about having everything within. Now, you said if we come here equipped, are you thinking male or female equipped? That's the body, you know, and we all have one, some short, some tall, some wide, some thin, you know, that's the physical part. But then I'm talking about is the spiritual aspect that resides within the body. We're talking about that spiritual part of you that's within the body. The physical body, yeah, it's great and we admire it, some people. But I'm talking about the spiritual part of you, the spiritual life that propels the body. See for one second that the body's a car, and the spiritual life would be the driver for that car. And it makes a complete car, and they both need each other to function, at least with today's technology. So the package that I'm talking about that we've come here with, it's everything that's within us and the abilities for us to accomplish everything that is great for us. The package that I'm talking about is the know-how or the knowledge or the wisdom of the earth or the wisdom of our existence or the wisdom of the planet and the wisdom of many, many generations past us. That's the package that comes with you. You are your ancestors many years removed. Their wisdom has journeyed through grandparents to grandparents to grandparents to you, and so on and so on. And that information is within you. We have this amazing ability to record every single thing that we experience, taste, hear, smell. We have that ability to do it. I wish I knew how. But that is being recorded by the body. That is being kept in lock and key, or no locker keys. It's being kept with you. And we have that ability to go into our brain and tap into that one moment 35 years ago, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when I was at the first baseball game and had a hot dog. And you could go there and find that information and replay it as you can all the other information that exists within us. We're an awesome machine. We just don't know that. We have this ability to repair ourselves from within. We have this ability to be amazing thinkers, creators, builders, and it's all within. And to be confident and to be happy, yes, in that box too, there is a bag of happiness. Just answering the first question again, but everything is within, and that's what we show up with. When I say we get here and we're fully content, we are the universe, and everything that exists in the universe exists within us. We are just a fragment of it. The examples that I've used over the shows that we've done, when you bake a cake and you put it in a bowl and you put the ingredients inside and you mix it up and you stick it in the oven and bake it, when it's done, if it was saturated properly, every single slice of that cake should have the same flavor. Every single human being on this planet are connected by the universe. The universe is within us. As opposed to a lot of people thinking we're in this universe. We're that big. We're huge. So the package comes with everything that we need to know as human beings. The path that we need to take to get to do all those things with the package is a spiritual connection, connected to nature. The journey between the awesome things versus where we stand today, not insulting anybody, is the path that we walk from one port to the next port. It's called the path of spirituality, and it teaches you how to connect. Walk the walk, walk the path of spirituality. There's no golden prize at the end. The journey itself is satisfying enough, and it's designed so you stay on that path so you don't fall into the ditch and have to lay on somebody's couch and tell them your problem, or God forbid, you stand at the ledge of somewhere. The path into the awesomeness that we're looking for, every single one of us, is the path of spirituality. It connects you to the great wave, to nature, to all that there is. The path that we talk about is for you, the journey on the path that leads you to the awesomeness. And you could start it anytime. And you don't have to run, you don't have to fly, you just take your time and go through that path. It is the spirituality. It connects you to the great wave. It connects you to all that there is. It connects you to a realizing and understanding who you are. Who you are will be revealed through this natural process. You just have to take that walk. No one is selling you anything. You're going through this course on your own. Nobody's trying to convince you of anything. You're learning all your own steps. We still have to coexist. We still have to be tolerant of each other. We still have to show up tomorrow morning at the office and maybe have a conversation over a water cooler. Do they still have water coolers? But we still have to function. You still have to live. And on planet Earth, you still have to groom yourself. You still have to live as a human being. But the ability to live in the human's body and to explore all that there is does exist. There is a medium. And you could be a part of that. But you need to know the path. Don't run at it. Don't go too fast into it. Remember that you're still a part of this physical aspect of the body part, and do not travel too far over there with it. As long as you're part of the body, you have to treat the body as what's necessary. You got to take care of it the way it needs to be taken care of. So don't neglect that as you journey on your path of spirituality. Be grounded and know where you are. In the midst of all of it, you will know thyself. In the midst of all of that, you will know your purpose. And all the wisdom that exists here, you will know how to access it or turn it on when you need to. And of course, again, the happiness resides in the same place. In saying all that, I want to tell you not to sweat the small stuff. But before I go into that, let me say something about walking. I was having a conversation earlier today, and it was about walking and how amazing it is and the many different reasons why we go for a walk. For me, because it's something I've been doing my whole life, as far back as I can remember, I would just go for a walk. And I was connected by that. I was drawn to it. And it seems as if you don't realize you're walking. You spend 4, 5, 6 hours walking around wherever you're doing without realizing, because you're so connected. You're coherent enough not to get hit by a car or fall off a ditch or, you know, into a cliff or something. But you are still connected to nature as this goes. Now, some people do it for social and they hang out and they walk around and, you know, they play and have fun. And some do it for exercise. Regardless, I'm saying find the need, the reason why you go for a walk. And if it's for the solitude, I'm sorry, it doesn't work when you're doing it with someone else, because you're being distracted and you're losing your focus. So I'm not going to talk much about this whole walking thing. I would say find the purpose or the reason why you are going for a walk, and make sure that's what you're doing. You're fulfilling that task. Because if you were going for the solitude, easygoing, peace and tranquility walk, if you're bringing company with you who's in chatter with you, you're missing out on one. And I'm sorry to say, for me personally, I do have to tell my good walking buddy that I need to do my own walks from time to time, because for him, it's a social thing. For me, it's that peace and tranquility. And there's no price you could put on when you've gone for that long walk and you've come back and you've completely been rejuvenated. So while we're talking about walking, great exercise. It does amazing stuff for your body. It does everything that you need to do. You're moving the body in this motion. So walking is fantastic and it's low impact. It don't hurt your joints. I'm not disrespecting any other form of exercise. I'm saying if you go for a walk, you're also stimulating the mind, and it works. It goes hand in hand with each other. So yeah, do it. Do a lot of it, but make sure you know why you're doing it and what you're hoping to get from it. That's all. Don't sweat the small stuff. That's what I like to say. And the reason I say don't sweat the small stuff is because you have to look at all the things that you've gone through your life worrying about. And you also have to know that worry, only 20% of the worries that we have comes to pass. The rest of it never happens. Doesn't manifest. We don't even remember them until you pass something that reminds you that you're worried about that. But the point being, if you're not going to sweat the small stuff, there's certain things worry won't change. And you have to be mindful of that. If this is going to happen, worrying about it will not change. So let that go. You know the outcome, and the outcome is going to be that there's no need to carry it with you. You just have to learn that it is what it is. We're all going to come to an end in our life, the human body, and we know we're not happy about it. Some of us are concerned and others are scared and others don't want it to happen, but it is inevitable. And because we know there's nothing we could do to stop that cycle, that conveyor belt from rotating, we better get used to the fact that it is what it is. Enjoy the now. Because there's no need to worry about what's inevitable. Lighten your load. Worry at times could be good for you and beneficial to your life. For example, if you're worried about something that was going to happen, you may take actions into preventing it from happening. Like if you're getting evicted from your place of residence, you'll get up and go get a job and pay the bills. Or if you're worried about losing or not having food to eat, you will take steps towards getting food to eat, so that worry will go away. Or if you're worried about not being a part of that social club, which is waste of worrying, but you don't have to think about it. If the decision to get you into that club is going to happen, it's already then, so let's not worry about it. We don't worry. A lot of us don't worry because we are scared of the outcome. We just worry because we're used to doing it. And it seems, and then your friends chime in and said, aren't you worried? Shouldn't you be concerned? You're like, oh yeah, yeah, sure. And take on their ideas as to what it is that you're going through. Don't sweat the small stuff. If it's inevitable, it's inevitable. Don't worry about it. You can't change it. If you can change it, and like I said, all the worries aren't necessarily bad, because if something was going to happen and you could prevent it, let's not worry. Go for the prevention. And you know, don't stress yourself out about worry. It could hurt you. It restricts you. It makes you afraid. And that opens up a whole new can of whoop ass. Because when fear comes into all of it, it just, like the bull in the china shop, man, it just goes mad when fear comes into it. And you react and you react and you react. And then you will find that you're out of control. Don't sweat the small stuff. The small stuff is the things. And when you get to the other side of whatever it is you're worried about, you will turn around and take a look at it and realize it wasn't worth the worry at all. So don't sweat the small stuff. Let's not worry about anything that we can't change. It's a waste of time. If we are worried about something that we can change, just do the change and stop the worry. That's what I wanted to talk about. On a brief note, you're listening to Barrington, the Barrington Awaken. We're on Reality Radio 101. There's a book out there, Awaken Ascension Guide, aligns you to your true purpose. And that's what we've been talking about all day. How do you get to know your true purpose? Awaken Ascension Guide. You could pick that up if you're interested from Amazon.com. Barrington Awaken. And you will see that. Our website is HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. We have all the shows that we've ever done. All of them are labeled. Like today's show will be there. It's going to be labeled. It's Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And if you're interested in any of these broadcasts that we've done over the past, they're available for you. Just take a look at it and get the show that you will enjoy. Carry it with you. Don't bring it on the walk, because you're supposed to be walking with your, you know, your ideas floating, not the eardrums bumping. Anyway, so it's available there for you. All the shows are available. A lot of quotes that I've put out there. I want you to get familiar. We talk about the journey that we must take through life, and just being out there. A lot of pictures. Check it out. And also, we're on Facebook as well, and we're you could contact me directly. I won't get to you right away. It takes me a day or so because I do get a lot of emails, but you could send one out if there's something you wanted to say or a question you wanted to ask. Awaken1308@gmail.com. And that goes directly to Barrington after the show, not during the show, because I'm busy here doing this. Thank you very much for joining in. And we're talking about don't sweat the small stuff. And we just want to continue so you understand. And of course, the base of all of this is for us to talk about spirituality and how important it is for you to do your connection. We were connected. We showed up connected. We were a part of it. And at some point from your first day here until you get to a conscious realization of who you think you are, somebody has changed the program on us. And now we don't know how to get that connection back. When we talk about spirituality, we talk about many ways you could take a step or a journey towards reconnecting to what was the part of you. And you didn't lose it. It is still within you. You just refused to use it. Like if you had a big muscle from lifting weights, or bad example, if you learn a language and don't use it, you're going to forget it. And this is what happens. I'm speaking from example. So anyway, you have to use it. Now, when we were being led away from what we were supposed to be connected to, we were reinforced by a lot of stories or theories or ideas that benefits a group of people. So it seems to me as if that was done deliberately. And once you've gone through some of these institutions and you've emerged in your young years, you're fully confused as to your true identity. Because you were trained other way. They said, instead of walking north, you better head south. I'd do a couple of loops around this pole and keep going south. The idea of reconnecting to your spiritual being is to undo or to change or to challenge, which is quite important, to challenge the way you were told to live. We all identify ourselves a certain way. You're a girl, you should act this way, you're Catholic, you should be that way, your name is Fred, you're a man, you should do this, you're a woman, you should do that. And that's what we've been told our entire lives, every single one of us. Most of it is true, but then we're being told specifically we have to follow this path. We're identified by following this path because of the knowledge that was given to our parents. Is it applicable to us? Does it still work? The idea of spirituality is to put you back on the path. You're not losing your focus. You're gaining wisdom. You're not losing the way you live your life. You're increasing knowledge. And you will see how, by doing that, you're putting the puzzle together. You're putting puzzle pieces together. When you open the box, it's very confusing. But when you concentrate on it for a very long time, you'll start to realize it's a matter of organizing and shifting and moving. And eventually you get the picture. Look at the puzzle in the box and compare it to the puzzle that's on your table or wherever you keep your puzzles completed. That's the process that we need to go through. The method is to get to our spiritual leaders, our guides, that's going to take us through the method to which we can sort out who we truly are. I hope you're following me. We have to go through this, some form of deprogramming so we can recalibrate. The path of spirituality is to take you to that journey for you to understand who you truly are. And when you get there, you will clearly understand that wasn't necessarily the life I was supposed to be doing. The path of spirituality is for you to open up and reclaim the giant that you are. The strength, your purpose. And the greatest day you will experience is when you realize your purpose. everything becomes easy from there. The path of spirituality is what we should be doing. We're not saying let go of what you were taught, because you're hard. You're tied in. You believe it. It is the truth to you. But what if there was another way that will show you that maybe it's not the truth? There's another way. And all you're doing is allowing yourself to experience or see or to acknowledge the other way. Wake up. Wake up. You are following a path, because a path, there is no inconsistencies with our spiritual life. There's no inconsistencies. There's no, well, that's a contradiction, or that was done by the one. No, there's no ripples. It's a smooth sail. Find another organization that's out there that's telling you all these things and see if they're the absolute truth and there's consistency within it. If you're hearing that the head of the organization is doing all these bad things, they throw in a reason as to why. But the head of the organization of spirituality is you. And you don't have to justify or make excuses and blame the bad egg of an organization that you're a part of, because it does not exist. It is what we call an absolute. And an absolute is the truth. It doesn't change. It doesn't. It doesn't change. And if you follow it, you will understand why it doesn't change. Because it is the path that we as human beings were delivered onto. Sorry, we've come onto it. But we were diverted. The path of spirituality is the door to all the questions that you have. The answers resides within. All the insecurities you feel, the remedy to remove them lies within. The doubts that you may have built up over the years, the solution to dissolving it lies within. Your only task is to take a step on the spiritual path, and the rest takes care of itself, because you're now home. You are now home. You've come inside with your muddy boots and you're about to walk across your parents' floor and get a whooping. Okay, maybe that was just some people, but somebody inside that door says, okay, hold on, stop. Leave the dirt here. We'll take care of it. Here's how we manage it. And you leave the door, the dirt, and then you move on. You remove the residue that didn't belong, and then you move on. So when you come through that door all dirty, the minute you get into it, yes, there's that thing, that spiritual being. There's that higher self of you is telling you, clean yourself up, leave the dirt outside. Come on in, let's sit down and have cocoa. When you journey on spirituality, it opens the doors, all the doors. And that's what we're trying to get people to understand. Wake up. Can you imagine if you had a button that you could press, and by pressing that button, everything that you've worried about in the past just vanishes. All the concerns, all the fears, just press it. Would you be pressing it? Would you be pressing that button? You'll probably say yes. I will tell you where that button is. It's within you. That button resides within you. And you're learning just how to press it. And the wish that you've had will be yours. Have we got anything there, sir?
We do have a few emails. Folks, you still have a few minutes to get on board here with Barrington. This is the Barrington Awakened Show. And our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. instudio101@gmail.com. You actually answered Sam's answers. He wanted to know about your book and website. He's a new listener from San Diego. He heard about you from a friend in Illinois. And you answered all that for your book and website. So there you go, Sam. Abby says, I want to start walking. I haven't walked in a very long time. I'm out of shape. What do you suggest I start walking? My doctor said I could walk, but it's up to me. Is a 10-minute walk better than nothing? And that's from Abby. Catherine wants to remind people out there, when you do worry, it not only affects your mental capability, but also your physical capability. Try not to worry. Be happy, like the song. Okay, that's Catherine. And here's an interesting, very off-topic question. Nikki said, Barrington, I thought for sure you would talk about the slap that was heard around the world with Will Smith and Chris Rock. I wanted to know what you thought about that in regards to violence. That's from Nikki, and back to you.
Well, Nikki, thank you for that. I usually don't get involved in what the media has to say. And I had my own opinion. I want to keep that to myself. But in answering what you've said about how I feel about violence, I guess I was going to tell you what side I'm on. But it doesn't really work at all. And it actually, in my opinion, will do the reverse. I don't think another person should ever need to be violent to anyone, especially another human being, anything living, period. That's my take on that. It's not necessary, and I don't see the benefit in it. However, if you are defending yourself, it becomes a different entity. You are defending yourself. If a bee is trying to sting you, you swat at that thing with all your might, because you are defending you. So if somebody's in your space and they are, you need to justify it, first of all. Am I in a place where I have no choice? Then defense is necessary. The body has this innate ability to protect itself. And instantaneously, if somebody's going towards you, the body will react on its own, because that's what a defense mechanism is all about. In that manner, I can agree with it. But in the sense of you leading violence towards another person, I see it pointless, and I don't understand the need of it all. We hope words can resolve most of what we should be dealing with. We hope we could use words for what we can, resolve as people among adults. When I saw that, my first thought was, what are you, 5 years old? You haven't developed the strength to use the mind to resolve the issues. So that was my opinion, and I said I wouldn't say it, but I did. Okay, so sorry about that. Abby, walking, you wanted to know if 10 minutes is sufficient amount of walking. Listen, you walk until you're tired. Listen, if you could do an hour, do an hour. If you could do 5 minutes, do 5 minutes. If you're new at it, the best thing I would tell you to do, comfortable shoes and dressed appropriately, because you want your walk to be very comfortable and relaxing. If you're doing it for the peace and tranquility of your mind, you want to be, not have the music pumping in your ear, because that too could be distracting. But for the physical aspect of walking, yeah, get out there and do a lot of it as much as you can. Don't hurt yourself. And don't forget, as you are starting your walk, you will feel that little, you'll get tired, of course, and then you'll feel the body adjusting to the walk. You'll feel that little tension in the leg or someplace in the buttocks, or something will give. It's just the body preparing itself for the journey that you're taking it on, because we all do that. If we're going on a vacation, boy, do we ever pack our stuff. So the body is getting ready to accept what you're about to take it through, and that's why you may feel that little pain. If it's not killing you, if it's not too harsh, work your way through it, because it's the body saying, okay, fine, you want to take me for a 5-hour walk? I need to build this calf and that thigh and so on and so forth. So be prepared that you may feel feel something, but do the walk. And 10 minutes, 1 minute, if that's all you can do, it is better than none. But try to go as best as you can and be as free in the mind as possible. So thank you for that. Sam, we've answered the question about the book already. And the don't worry part, thank you for calling and having that statement to be given to others out there about the worry aspect of it. Yeah, it's dangerous from every single point, but some of it, the deep, harsh worry about the things that you cannot change, again, is pointless. But thank you very much for that information, Catherine, and hope that everybody will take that on. Don't worry, be happy. And that ties into answering the first question we had, can you be happy all the time? Of course. We've talked about responsibilities and how important that they are to you, that you actually step up and handle it. We've talked about the path into your spiritual existence and the path that you don't want to ignore. The path that is the guide. It is the light that shines. Imagine you walking through this dark place and you see a light. Inevitably, you go towards it because it represents a lot of things. Clarity, for one, and, you know, where you are, location, all these things. You know, so the spiritual aspect of all of this is what I'm trying to say, is that if you open that door to step towards the things that's going to give you all the greatness that you desire, you've made a wise decision. If you walk the walk, walk the path, you will understand and fully agree with where I'm coming from, with what I'm saying. It's hard for me to convince you to come into the, you know, into something that you're unfamiliar with. You're unfamiliar with. But if you're brave enough to make that choice, to make that step, to make that move, then you are opening the door to all the goodies that you showed up with. And that ability will stay with you all the time. The knowledge, the wisdom. So we talked a little bit about the responsibility. We've talked a lot about spirituality, and you've heard me say many, many, many times on this show that we are a part of a greater machine. We're all connected to it. We're a part of it. It is us. We all have the same qualities within us. Imagine the snowflake that falls. They're all the same, just shaped differently. There's not going to be a snowflake that falls that salty. Well, you know, they will all taste the same. They will all be the same, made up from the same product, every single snowflake. Now, look different. They all have different shapes and landed in different areas. But it's just like us. We're all from the same source by the same method. Therefore, we have to be the same. Just so happened that my flakes fell over there and yours fell over here. But at the same time, it is the absolute same. We were told different things based on who raised us or how we were raised. We were told that we're not good enough or we were too good, we're the best, which is equally damaging when you think about it. It's equally damaging because if you tell them that they're lesser, they'll act accordingly. And if you tell that they're superior, they will act accordingly, not knowing that they were birthed in the same tree, the same root, grew as fruits. So they have everything within the same. Some are a little bitter and some are sour, but that's not the topic for today. We talk about being connected as one. We're all from the same place, again, by the same method. Therefore, we have to be one. For a minute you think you're lesser than the other, you're letting yourself down. Or equally, if you think you're greater than the other, you're letting yourself down. Imagine yourself being a snowflake that's fallen. Every single one of them is the same makeup. they're just shaped differently. And their ideas and where they land will have an impact on it, but the original source, the deliverance, the deliverer was delivering from the same batch. We're connected. The one that you call your enemy, he's actually your brother or sister. So is the one you call your friend or the neighbor or the teacher that you know, the boss that you might, they're still you, connected to the same source. A lot of the times when you look at somebody and they just totally disgust you or pee you off or do or say the wrong things, what you're not acknowledging is that person has held a mirror in your face. And those are the qualities that's within you. If you didn't think so, how would you recognize them and label them? That image that you see in that person that you despise so much, it's actually a reflection of you. That's what it is, a reflection of you. So we've touched on a lot of things today. Sorry, it's just one of those days I had to get these things out. I hope you're following the show, you stayed with us, you've heard all we had to talk about, and you're in agreeance with wanting to take the journey through spirituality. Then understand, you will meditate. You will learn how to protect and take care of the body. You will learn all the fantastic things that you need to know how to live well and live happy. Do we have any more emails?
Just Mike wrote in, and he said it was a really interesting and he says, great show today. Jet, that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Mike, thanks very much for listening. Thank you for appreciating or loving the show. And we're always here. We try our best to do what we can. We're not an entertainment group by any means. We just want to get information, so you could call it that, that you need to know to take your journey through life. And this is why it's important for you to take spirituality. So for the next bit, I want to just say about you having to take care of number one. That is your responsibility. That is the first responsibility you have, is to take care of number one, that being you, that's being the body. You have to rest it as it needs to be. Groom it as you should. Exercise it as you need to. Feed it what is required. Not what you want. God knows we all want that cheesecake every day. But you have to respect it and treat it as the temple. And you must worship it, not in an egoic way and build muscles and flex in front of everybody. I just mean to make it be the best machine that you know how to build. And I'm speaking to you, and you're hearing me outside of the body, and simply when you get this information, you process it properly and apply it to the body. Body is not even listening. Just sitting there, barely watching TV, waiting for you to command it to do something. Waiting for you to say, okay, get up, we're going to go do this. Get up, let's do that. And the body says, yeah, sure, why not? Let's go. Sometimes it goes in protest, but hey, it is still going. But the point that I'm trying to make with all of that is that you have the information in your hand that is to be given to that body. The instructions has to be given to that body through the mind, through the sixth chakra that you're hearing me through, or the soul that lives above the head. It goes from the mind to the heart, and from the heart out into the universe where the soul resides, connects to you. The body is just the driver, the chauffeur. 9 out of 10 times, you don't need that chauffeur, right? Just sits there in some cases. But you now have that responsibility to see that it performs at its best all the time. So you have an obligation to figure out the best medicine, the best method, the best thing for the body. That should be your primary focus. And when that becomes number one and is 100, you can then turn and help others better because you are best. I say you can't give me $50 out of the 40 that you've got. It's not possible. You can't perform and be great to somebody if you're not feeling that great for yourself. take care of number one, your greatest asset. Make sure it's rested. Make sure you feed it right. Make sure you take care of it. Groom it if you want to. I don't know if that's a necessity, but it depends on where you live and work. You may want to. But it is still your greatest investment. And we've come here just to get it because it wasn't available over there on the spiritual side. It just wasn't available. So we've come here just to get it. Whichever one you have, you love it for the same reason that we all love ourselves. And do not compare it to another person's. Do not do that. It's yours. You picked it. Live it to the fullest. Don't let society tell you it's too tall, too short, too big, too bad, too wide, too... No. It's yours. But take good care of it. Because it's something that you will need for the rest of your life. I'm sure you've heard that before. Not pertaining to the body. And when you give it back, lay it down, put it back into the earth, you move on. So take it on as top shelf priority number one to make sure your body is performing at its best for every stage of the body's life. For every stage. If you're 55, don't act like you're 18. It doesn't work or save anybody anything. And the bones are brittle. And it takes a much longer time to recover. I'm just saying. Should you experience that. But there is a condition, there's a method, there's a form, there's a box that belongs to those who are in their 50s, and this is what they need to do. And in the 20s and the 30s, and you know, even to childbirth, you're not going to roll around on the floor and bite your toes because you simply can't. So find the bracket that you're in, the box that belongs to you. Utilize all the tools that's within it and stay within your lanes. That's what it is. Stay within the lanes. You could probably work it up to get to a level, but the body is kind of asking you, what are you doing? I am at this age. I should be doing these things at this age. And you can exercise and make it prime for that period. Don't try to overstep. He will let you know he's not having it. Speaking of the body, he will let you know that he's not having it. No, I cannot bench press 315 pounds anymore. That's gone forever. 15 sounds about right now. But the point being, find the box that you're in. The point that I'm making here is take care of number one, and that's you. Be the best you. Figure out what it's going to take. Get up, move around, get that body engaged into something fantastic, and that will be a very pleasurable mode for you to live in for the rest of your life. Who says you can't be happy all the time? Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you again. There's a book out there. We talked about it briefly. We've got a few minutes to go. Awaken and Ascension Guide. It guides you through your true purpose. It's available to you. You can check us out on the website, HEAMI, Barrington Awaken. And that's where you'll find us. We have some YouTube videos that I forgot to mention the last time. Yes, we've been putting up a few YouTube videos out there, and it's just to provoke thoughts. A lot of them is just to provoke thoughts. And you can think of what is that possibility. It allows the brain to engage into accepting the fact that maybe there is more. Maybe there is something else I could do. Maybe I'm, you know what I mean, you're not restricted. So yeah, they're very, just to provoke thoughts, a lot of them is just for you to think and realize what they are. We've been throwing them out there for a little bit now. There's a few of them available to you on the YouTube channel. And if you were to go to Barrington Awaken, once you're in YouTube, you will find all that stuff. Thank you for being a part of the show. I appreciate you being there as usual. Thank you for being a loyal listener. I heard this gentleman said he's a new listener. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And welcome to the Barrington Show. I think that was Sam. And you had the information from a friend of yours from another town away. This is awesome. It sounds as if our information is getting out there worldwide. It's spreading out. And this is what we want you to do. We want you to wake up. That's what we talk about. And we want you to accept the fact that you are home. Welcome home. You are now on the path of pressing the button that's going to give you the life that you've always wanted. Thank you very much. Until next week, you take care.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.